Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortens.
Many 19th century prophets mistakenly believed that the 20th century would be a century of peace, that man had reached a new pinnacle of perfection. Unfortunately, those forecasters did not understand the heart of man. In addition to two world wars, the 20th century witnessed the atrocities of tyrannical despots like Lenin, Stalin, and Mao. But there were a few men who predicted the rise of these strong-arm governments and the loss of freedom. One was George Orwell, author of the book 1984 and the book Animal Farm. In Animal Farm, the animals, led by the pigs, stage a revolution against the owner, Farmer Jones. Initially, they have the rules that result in equal rights, peace, and plenty. Within weeks, however, the pig Napoleon rises to power, assisted by his propagandist, Snowball, and his bodyguards, the vicious dogs that he had raised since puppyhood. Soon, there are no rights for anyone but the small cadre of pigs who live in luxury and ease. This short and very readable fable is a perfect introduction to the rise of dictators and the results of their ascent. In classical communities, the discussion of this little book raises large ethical questions for students ages 15 to 18. Students discuss Christian liberty as well as identify the small governmental changes that erode liberty. Perhaps the soberest warning in the novel is this, quote, "No one believes more firmly than Comrade Napoleon that all animals are equal. He would be only too happy to let you make your decisions for yourselves. But sometimes you might make the wrong decisions, comrades, and then where should we be?" Today's Americans clamor for more government control. Are we preparing our children for a different answer? To be free indeed?
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortens. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.